This is a miscalculation. A misunderstanding, certainly. But, I would even go so far as to admit that it was bad judgment. It could be really bad judgment, but it's certainly not tax fraud. No, I don't think so.
Look, we need to meet with you and your client at his office tomorrow at 10 o'clock.
All right. We'll be there. 10 o'clock.
Good. Otherwise, warrants get issued. Property gets attached. Everyone gets very cranky.
We don't want cranky, do we?
No, we don't. Sleep well, Mr. Lachman. We'll see you tomorrow, 10 o'clock.
Thank you.
Well, this is our big night.
Yes, it is.
You work the girls, and I'll work the boys.
It sounds great. See you soon.
Not soon enough.
Oh. Love, love, love.
Mwah, mwah. Mwah. Oh, Caroline. What a fabulous look, as usual.
Oh, thank you.
10 years. Can you believe it?
Well, it's easy to believe. It's just a little tough to admit.
Oh. Well, I'm just glad someone's happily married, even if it isn't moi.
Oh, honey.
I still can't believe you haven't traded in Brad for one of those hot new models.
Oh, sweetheart. You never trade in a classic.
Oh, meow.
Oh.
They're so happy.
I'm so jealous.
Now imagine, if you will, a Mecca where people from all over the world can partake in a celebration of miracles. We will lift their souls while we lighten their wallets. Ladies and gentlemen, behold the Holy Land. Isn't it? A theme park inspired by God himself.
Brad, darling, look who I found.
Your Honor, it's a thrill to have you here.
Well, it's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. And my favorite attorney.
Yes.
I owe you one, buddy.
You sure do.
All right. May I continue? Let me take you on a journey.
Step this way. All right. Now, welcome to the Holy Land. Check it out. Bedouin breakfast. Come on, you gotta love it.
Mighty Moses.
What is this, a cell job or an anniversary party?
For a Jewish guest, Torah, 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 the water slide. And for our Japanese guest, Torah, 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 the water slide.
Look, water into winery. And what a great year for wine.
Mmm. One. My favorite attraction. Here it is. The burning bush. Twice a night, we light up the skies with this.
Mr. Sexton, not only have you no respect for religion, but you have ruined my favorite Balenciaga. I can assure you that if you go ahead with this heresy, you and anyone else stupid enough to get involved will burn in hell.
Judge Northcutt.
Your Honor, Judge, please, wait. Very impressive. Does this mean we won't be having dessert tonight?
Judge.
What the hell's a Balenciaga?
Yo, Picasso, let's go!
Happy anniversary, Mr. Sexton.
Thank you, Winston.
Oh!
I don't know how I'll ever be able to face my friends again.
Let's pretend they're a mirror.
You're so funny, honey. Actually, I'll just confess to them that I'm married to a moron. And that way, they'll feel sorry for me, and then they'll forgive me.
Well, this moron built you this fabulous life.
Oh, that again. Oh, I forgot. That's right, honey. You did everything, and I did nothing.
Well, I have developed 16 commercial properties in the last 5 years, including Euro Alcatraz.
Mm. I'm sorry. Did you say Euro Alcatraz? Vacation in the big house. Say, did you hear that?
What?
The sound of an entire continent laughing at you.
Ouch. Caroline, refresh my memory, will you please? What exactly have you done in the past 5 years? Wait a minute, I know. You've done Bloomingdale's. You've done lunch. You've done chemical peels. You've done collagen. You've done liposuction. Wow.
You poor, deluded little monkey. Who do you think brought you to these people, Without me, Brad, you would be nothing.
I beg your pardon, but I had a very successful real estate career before I ever met you.
Oh, really? So you consider leasing parking spaces a real estate career? Well, here's a newsflash, Brad. I took you from Kmart to Tiffany's. I invented you.
Okay. And I guess you have no one else to blame but yourself.
That's... I guess not.
Good night.
Say, Brad, darling, here's a thought. Since you're so good with fire, why not set up a little barbecue barrel down on 42nd and sell flame-broiled pigeons? Or maybe you should write a cookbook, How to Roast Your Own Nuts. What do you think, Brad?
These jumping catfish, you drive a guy crazy.
You know what I think? I think I'm tired of busting my ass while you sit around in your ever-widening one criticizing everything I do.
Oh, really? I spent the last 6 months busting this ever-widening ass, and for what? So that you could take our anniversary and turn it into some carny sideshow to promote some lame idea?
All right, Caroline, what is this really about?
Nothing, Brad. Just another thrilling Saturday night at the Sexton.
Are you really that pissed off about the little incident at the party?
No. I am pissed because if I had just stayed in fashion design, instead of wasting my time on you, I would probably have my own collection by now.
Ah, so instead, you're collecting everyone else's collection.
Don't you get it? I gave it up to help you.
Oh, please. You gave it up because you're afraid you might actually have to finish something.
I'm tired.
Then go to bed.
No. Of this. What used to work in this marriage just doesn't work anymore.
Oh, God, here it comes. The divorce talk again.
Brad, we're both wasting our time. What's the point?
If you want out, just say the word.
Out.
What?
Out.
You want a divorce?
I need a divorce.
You got it.
Good. It will split everything.
Wait a minute, split what? We don't own any of this shit around here. All we have is debt. I'd be glad to split that with you 50-50.
50-50? Not on your life.
Then it'll get ugly.
Good. I can do ugly. I've done you for the last 10 years.
As memory serves me, you stopped doing me after 6 and a half. Happy anniversary, honey.
Fuck off!
Okay.
Why did I ever get mixed up with you?
You're becoming awfully disagreeable lately. You snap my head off every time I open my mouth. If being with me is so distasteful to you, you can leave. You can leave any time you see fit. Nobody's holding you here. I can get along.
Penny? Well, did it come?
Just arrived. It's all fixed. That'll be $96.
I'll owe you, okay?
I can't. Not this time. And I'll need cash.
Really?
Really.
Okay. I'll go to the bank today and get you cash. Ever shown you the back of this?
Yes, you've shown it to me many times. Oh, your new chair is here.
Is it? Oh, Bob!
Brad, what?
What are you doing? Where are you going with all that stuff?
I'm not going anywhere. This is nothing. I am going someplace, you know, but I gotta...
Put a hold on it. Something I want to talk to you about.
I would love to, you know, but I've got this...
Bob!
I've got your number.
Huh?
New satellite phone from Osaka, huh? Got your number right in there. This thing will pick up a signal anywhere.
That's great, but I gotta go.
Wait. I've got one more thing to show you. Please, just take a minute. Oh, by the way, Bob, how'd that IRS thing come out? Are we gonna survive?
Sure. I took care of everything.
That's what I want to hear. What do you think? The Shiatsu 2000 massage experience.
It's fantastic. I gotta go.
Wait a minute. Come on, Bob, look at this. Oh, feeling good. I got the manicure, pedicure option, and I can sit here while I'm getting my back rubbed. I get a facial, too. What do you think?
Well, I'll tell you what I think. I think that you are spending development money on stupid toys.
These are not stupid toys. These are business tools. I write all this stuff off.
Yeah, that's what I do. I could do a lot more. I got a working knowledge of every inch of this place. I gotta go. I'm really late.
Hold on. I'll walk out with you. Something else I should tell you.
Great. Come on.
Whoop-a-boom! Well, Caroline and I decided to call it quits.
Huh. Gee, that's too bad. Sorry to hear that you two are splitting.
Did he say splitting?
Miss, IRS field agent Hall, where did Mr. Sexton go?
Well, he better be going to the bank.
The bank. He's running. Get back up, have him meet me there. Move.
He did my first two divorces, and if I ever get married again, he'll do my third. Brad won't know what hit him.
Ooh. You're so lucky not to have a prenup.
We didn't have anything. There's nothing to nup.
Oh, you're gonna get it all.
Ah! That's mine. You got it last time.
Die for this!
Son of a...
Ow!
Do not pass go. Do not collect $200.
This is where the fun begins.
Who the hell are you?
Inspector Lester. I'm here to serve the warrant and bring in the suspect.
Inspector Derek Lester? Wow, sir, I heard about you at the academy.
I'm sure you did, son.
Whoa. Look, sir, hey, look, I know I may be a little new at this, but I don't think we shoot people for cheating on their taxes.
Oh, you're right. You are new at this.
What do you mean my accounts are frozen?
It means you can't touch them.
I know what you mean. Who froze them?
I'm sorry, that information is confidential.
Really? Caroline.
Uh-huh. Excuse me, sweetheart, but this card has no limit.
I'm sorry to say, it does. Uh-huh. I knew he was too good to be true.
Let the games begin.
That bastard.
That bitch.
Bob Blackman?
Oh,
Listen, somehow Caroline has managed to freeze all of my accounts.
Caroline? Are you sure?
Well, who the hell else would it be?
Well, you know, there was that little IRS audit thing. I left out a few little details.
What sort of little details? $5 million? Bob, what did you do?
Oh, well, a lot of little things, you know, over a long period of time.
If this is about money, just say so, I'll give you a raise.
Brad, I am insulted. This isn't about money. It's about respect. It's about friendship. Nah, I'm only kidding. It's about the money.
Bob, you need help?
I know. I'm a sick man. I am sick, but the good news is now I can afford to get the help I deserve. Oh, I would give you one more piece of advice. If I were you, I would leave town. Because I think they're going to arrest you.
Arrest me? Why?
Well, because, you know, it's not my name on those returns, Sluggo. It's yours. Have a nice day. Kennedy.
Bob. Shit! Hey, come on!
He's making his move. Let's go.
Hey, come on, distraction it! Come on! Oh. I don't believe this!
Future violations of the tax code. Get the car!
Hold it!
Run, Sexton! You're making my day!
I don't believe this. This guy's nuts.
Now, when I was your age, none of this was here.
Sir. You can't drive, can you?
Well, I don't have a license, if that's what you mean. Got you.
This just keeps getting better and better.
are you doing driving a cab?
I thought we could use the extra money.
And why did you cancel my credit cards?
I didn't... Hold on! Hold on, son.
Excuse me, do you think you could turn the corner without wrecking my hair?
You might want to put your seatbelt on.
How on earth can you owe that much money?
I don't know. But I don't know it. We owe it. You and I.
Oh, yeah? Well, maybe if I testify against you, then they'll give me immunity.
Well, fortunately, they don't allow wives to testify against their husbands.
How about ex-wives? Going, do you?
No. But we can't go back to the city till I figure this out.
You know what? If you had a brain, which you clearly don't, you would have spoken to your attorney back in New York.
Hey, I was being chased around by a guy with a big gun. I didn't have time to shoot the shit with Phil.
No, but you had time to steal a cab, didn't you, Brad?
I'm sorry I didn't find the time to lift a limo for you.
I don't get it. Leona cheated on her taxes and she didn't end up with a bullet in her head.
Nope. A cellmate named Wanda poking her with a toilet brush.
I can't believe we are fleeing the city like a couple of fugitives.
That's what criminals do.
I'm not a criminal, Brad!
Your name was right next to my name on that tax return. So as far as the government is concerned, we are both criminals.
Oh, shit! Ah!
Brad,
look out!
Oh, no, no!
That there are no signs of human life out here.
Well, what do you suggest we do, Mr. Spock?
Oh, God, I don't have time for your stupid jokes, Brad.
All right. Let's just get off the road. We'll go rest over there, and I'll call Phil in the morning, all right?
Oh, are you suggesting we spend the night out here?
Yes.
Maybe you want to play Davy Crockett, but I don't camp.
Oh, gosh, you don't need to. Look, there's a Ritz-Carlton.
But... you're such a jerk.
Come on. Caroline, no. Come on.
Wait for me.
Caroline, let go of me, please.
No, I don't want to fall down. Can you be a gentleman for once in your life?
All right, here's the deal. Just sit down here, lean against a tree. How hard can that be?
Are you sure these things won't attack us in the middle of the night?
They're cows. They only attack when they're irritated by whining.
Ouch. I don't have to sleep by you. I'm taking the other side of this tree.
Whatever makes you comfy.
Fine. It's actually soft over here.
Probably because you're sitting in cow dung.
Excuse me?
I said, my oh my, is that cow hung?
Ugh, such a pervert.
Will jump on you.
They will.
Stay there. I'll be right back.
What do you mean, stay here? I have cow poop on me.
Come in peace. I just need to use the telephone. Thank you.
Ugh. Bastard knew that was cow shit. Dreadlocks. Look at me. Look at me.
Congratulations, Brad. Made the front page of the Post. Liz Smith, photos, the whole schmear. Looks like you got yourself into a little bit of trouble.
This is not a little bit of trouble, Phil. I'm being chased and shot at like a wild animal. What I want you to do is wire me some cash. Some do-re-mi, pal. I need a place to stay.
No can do, my friend. That would be abetting a felon.
Phil, you abet felons every day. You play racquetball with them.
Bradley, you know I would love to help you.
Call Lachlan. Find him. He's the one responsible for this mess.
Let me get him on the other line. I'm going to put you on hold.
Don't put me on him. Shit.
Suppers at the other house won't be the same without you, too.
The cousins will be moving here soon enough. Deaf-Women-Ordnung in Missouri.
Brad, you still there?
Yeah. Where else would I go, Phil?
Seems like our friend Bob's phone has been disconnected.
What?
Dirty son of a...
Calm down. Now, both of you lie low. Let me survey the landscape. Check back with me in a day or two.
Or two?
Tax fraud, resisting arrest, grand theft auto. Bradley, my boy, what were you thinking?
I was thinking about saving my ass. Because that donkey has been in the family for years. We couldn't live without it. Save it. Any cost. Thanks. Bye. I just love that donkey.
Will they make it in time for our planting season?
Hard to say. Could be a month, maybe two.
Well, too bad for Samuel. Well, you have everything? Yeah? Good.
Good to be with you. Thank you for your help.
My pleasure.
Maybe you'll come and see us in Michigan. Huh?
Oh, maybe.
Listen, the real cousins won't be here for a month.
We're not going to get away with it. We'll get caught.
One night, two nights tops here. Till I get Phil to pull some strings for us. It'll work, but you might want to tuck those bad boys in. You look like a Shakespearean whore.
These bad boys cost me $14,000. I'm not tucking them in.
Are these people 14 grand for the set?
I can't look this good for free. Fine. You know what? If you paid a little bit more attention to our finances, maybe we wouldn't even be in this mess.
That's it. Yoder.
They've all said Yoder.
This is it. It's gotta be. so picturesque. It's almost serene. Look at this.
I can almost imagine Planet Amishwood.
Shut up, Brett! I just want to get this sham over with. All I want is a hot bath and a cozy bed.
Okay, all right. Here's the deal. Follow my lead, I'll do the talking. I know all we need to know about being Amish.
Since when?
Since I saw a witness. Tiffany earrings, dead giveaway, honey.
No!
And the lipstick.
What?
Use my sleeve.
All of them? Guess what, Brad? I saw witness too, and they didn't wear Armani shades.
The rings. Amish don't wear wedding rings.
Okay, fine. Take them. I wasn't planning on wearing them very much longer anyway.
Okay. All we gotta do is pretend to be people that we're not, to fool people we don't know in a situation we've never been in. We're from New York. How hard can it be?
Oh. Caroline, come on.
God, you fucking idiot in that suit.
Yoder?
Yeah. How may we help you?
We're the cousins.
Cousins?
Your cousins.
Your kin?
From Missouri.
Emma?
Emma?
Jacob?
Jacob. Jacob and Emma.
Yoder.
We weren't expecting you for months.
Surprise!
What's happened to you?
It's hard to say. We had a carriage accident up by their pond, about 6 miles back.
Dunker's Pond.
Dunker's Pond, and the horse, I looked one way, he saw...
snakes.
And spooked him, and he tore off and drowned, and the carriage flipped. And bottom pond, there are pieces of the carriage. Oh, it's been in the family for years.
Children, this is our cousins. This is Jacob and Emma.
Yoder.
This is our eldest, Rebecca, Anna.
Hello.
Hi. Sam Jr., Sammy.
Would you think it rude or unkind if maybe I went in and just washed up a little?
Of course. Please, come this way.
Hey, thank you, boys. It's sure good to be here.
Everything you need, you'll find in the dressing room. Blankets, some clothes that fit. And the outhouse is right out back. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you want a few minutes to pray before dinner. Grandma Yoder is preparing one of her special meals.
You know, this is so swell. And your phone is...
Mm? My, you must come from a liberal ordnung.
Yes, a very liberal ordnung.
Ours is one of the last remaining old order Amish communities in the country. We still do not receive any electricity or public works. Mm. We like to maintain our purity and independence from the government.
Don't we all?
We find it best to remain disconnected from the outside world, where corruption and materialism are so commonplace.
Amen to that, sister.
Oh, I'm so relieved you're here, Emma. This time of year, oh. Heaven knows, we could really use the extra help. Welcome.
Extra help? No. I can't stay here. They don't have television. They don't even have indoor plumbing, for God's sake.
What did you expect?
Room service and a jacuzzi? It's either this or sleeping on cow pies.
Great. Cow dung or ordung?
Ordung. Ordung. Learn it.
Thank God we're from a liberal one.
Thank God. Why is that, Brad?
So when you blow it by acting like Marie Antoinette, we can blame it on our ordung. Gee, this bed is awfully small.
Well, you know what, Brad? You don't need to worry about that, because in our ordung, the men sleep on the floor.
What?
I need a smoke! Ah!
Good food, good meat. Good God, let's eat. Amen. Amen.
What's wrong, Emma?
Just anxious. I don't know how long it's been since I had my last...
Emma is just nervous. She's a little shy when she's around new people.
Don't be shy, Emma. We're not new people. We're cousins.
But tap into your beard.
Huh?
Keep to your own, Sammy.
Forgive him, but in our ordnung, only the unmarried men go without beards.
In all ordnungs.
Sam Jr., don't be prideful.
Here's a point, and there's an explanation for it. A while back in our ordnung, we had a...
outbreak.
Yes, we had an outbreak, and it was...
Lice.
Lice? Mm. But it only lasted a very short time.
Minute lice.
Yava, you must be very anxious to meet Big John.
Of course I am. How is Big John?
Belgians. I tried some of your suggestions, but he just wouldn't listen.
Do they ever? Belgians are only good for two things, waffles and deep, dark chocolate.
Grandma, if you don't mind, I'm just going to go with salad. Or, better yet, I'll just eat this enormous wiener.
I'm going to need just a little bit of mustard.
He's up again.
Who's up again? Oh,
Baby Sam, of course.
Oh, yes. Another son of Sam.
I like the name Sam. Not to be confused with Samuel. Samuel. Sam Jr. And, of course, Sam's son.
Good evening, folks.
Evening, Henner.
Oh, Hannah, these are our cousins, Jacob and Emma.
Oh, so soon. Well, that's good, huh?
Guess he's got a boyfriend.
Yeah, well, you go, girl.
You go, girl?
Yeah, in very liberal ordnungs, that just means he's hot.
Father?
Yeah, you're excused.
You go, girl.
Another brilliant idea by Brad Sexton.
Caroline, get some rest. We'll sleep late. I'll get to that phone. I'll call Phil. He'll send a car for us.
Snappy. I don't like it here. These people are not right. They're like children of the corn. Ugh.
are you?
Come on, Grandpa. Up you go, lazy bones. Thought we'd get the last 40 done before breakfast.
Look at that, honey. It's almost 4:45. We must overslept.
Good morning, Emma.
Good morning, corn child.
This is Molly, and this is May. Two good, honest workers. Well, Molly gave me a big scare last week, didn't you, girl?
Have a look at her pasta.
Oh, I see what you mean.
No, her pastern.
But you said ass burn.
Quick. Sammy, leave him. Now, Jacob, here's where your expertise comes in.
Huh?
Strong bloodlines, perfect conformation, but he's the most ornery animal I ever owned. Got him at auction 3 months ago. You may be the best horse trainer in Missouri, Jacob, but even you could have trouble with this one. Meet Big John.
Breakfast.
Emma, these apples are not for breakfast. They're for the schnitz pies we'll be making this afternoon.
Oh, yeah. There's nothing like a good schnitz pie.
Emma, you need some coffee.
Coffee? This is a coffee drinking ordinance? Oh, praise the Lord, sister.
That is the most beautiful quilt I've ever seen. Look at those colors. It's just so vibrant and bold. And that stitching is so intricate. Whoever made this quilt is quite the artisan.
Oh, Emma, that is the quilt you made.
Well, and you know what? Now that I'm looking at it, it's not so swell because I can see that it's sort of flawed. I think maybe it was just the way the light was hitting it.
No, you truly are gifted with the needle, Emma. All the women here are so excited to learn your double-cross wedding ring pattern.
Beg pardon?
Oh, yes, I showed them all your samples.
Oh, wow. I'm going back to the country. I can't even enter the ring. No, I'm not completely broke. But brother, I'm badly bent. I can't understand where my money.
Hip hop. Moving on. Big John. Come on now. Go now. Go now. We gotta go. We gotta get going.
Easy for you.
Oh, ow! Whoa, God! God, yo-ho, God! Well, we are plowing now.
Kissed by the sun today, eh, Cousin Jacob?
Ouch.
Well, I must say we are blessed to have you here for spring planting. Another man makes all the difference.
Well, I'm just happy to be here.
Maybe tomorrow, Big John will give in to your training techniques and you can start on the North 20.
Huh?
Excited, huh?
Very.
Very favorite dish.
You don't know how to cook.
Liver, kidney, and lung casserole.
Huh?
Oh, look at that.
Eat up, Jacob. You're gonna need your strength tomorrow, honey.
Wow, lipstick for me?
Oh, honey, you look beat. Let me draw you a bath. Indigestion?
Oh, don't remember eating that.
Guess what? Emma doesn't have to cook tomorrow.
Guess what? Jacob may not let her live to see tomorrow.
Do me the favor. Do you know what I did all day long? I was on my hands and knees scrubbing floors.
Wait a minute, what is that? Violins? Can you hear them? What about me? How about plowing 5 acres on a woolly mammoth? Have you seen the size of that horse?
Did you call Phil?
Yes. I use the windmill phone. Town is 5 miles away. What was I supposed to do?
Brad, why don't you make a few more excuses? I thought we were just passing through. I didn't know I was going to spend the rest of my life at Yoder State Penitentiary.
I'll call him tomorrow.
Fine. I'm exhausted. Tell me that's not what I think it is.
Where did they get the energy?
Must be from those schnitz pies.
Certainly not one of your schnitz pies.
Thank God. They're quick. Like somebody else I know.
Look, it's already 4:45.
Oh, wow. That's a pretty big number. Are you gentlemen sure this is correct?
We do tend to frown on excessive write-offs, sir.
Well, I'd love to help you guys, but I'm completely in the dark here.
Well, then here's a little light. If I find out you're not acting in complete cooperation...
Believe me, I don't need any trouble with the IRS.
You don't know how right you are, Mr. Fancy Desk.
If you hear from, give us a call.
Mr. Fancy Desk? What an asshole.
Let's get a good old-fashioned tap on his line.
Can we do that?
With the IRS, we do anything we want.
Sir?
Trust me, son, I know cheaters. Right now, the Sextons are kicking back at some fancy Caribbean resort, slugging down rum drinks and copulating in unconventional ways. They're having the time of their lives.
You know what I'm thinking about right now? Big John? Glue. And I'm not talking about white glue, carpenter's glue. I'm talking about stick glue. Gosh, where does glue come from? Anybody? Your feet. It's pretty simple, pal. Be submissive or be adhesive. You're a plow horse. There's nothing wrong with that. Show some self-respect. They're talking about you in the barn. Molly and May, I heard them. Oh, that Big John, what a stud. High in the rear, and check out his pastern. Johnny. You want to be a failure the rest of your life? No. Let's till the soil. I didn't mean to yell. I was venting. All right, Big John, you and me in the dirt. Heidi-ho, let's go!
Oh, no, honey, sweetie, go back home. Shoo.
Whoa. All right. Caroline, I'm plowing.
Yeehaw, Brad. Bet these people don't get a chance to see the zigzag pattern very often.
You know, I think I'm really getting the hang of this.
That's great, Mr. Green Jeans.
Except for me. Thank you.
Don't read anything into it. You said you were going to call Phil today, so could you go make the call? I'm ready to exit the 19th century. Oh, and while you're at it, could you get me a carton of cigarettes and some extra strength Tylenol? What? Aren't you going?
I can't go. I promise, Samuel. I plow the rest of this field.
Oh, I've got to get out of here. They've got me paring and pickling and plucking. And that annoying little girl follows me everywhere I go. You know what? Prison couldn't be worse than this.
Could you stop complaining?
Oh, now what? You're taking the horse to town?
No, I think I'll take the subway.
Brad, you cannot ride that thing.
This is not a thing, Caroline. This is a horse. His name is Big John. And he and I have come to an understanding.
I hope the two of you will be very happy together.
I need some help getting up on the horse, however.
Are you serious?
Could we?
Give me your foot. Jump!
Hey. I'll need my hat. All right. All right, Johnny. Let's go to town. Johnny, you know where town is. Come on, buddy. Make me look bad. Johnny.
Allow me.
What?
Don't forget my cigarettes!
No, don't tell me. I can't know where you are.
Phil!
Careful. I'm sure by now they've tapped the line.
Hiya, fellas. How are tricks?
I know how these morons operate.
Phil, did you get a hold of Lockman?
No, not yet. But I did manage to get a copy of your returns. Very interesting reading. Brad, when did you buy a jet?
I don't have a jet.
Well, you deducted one. And what about this?
How big a schooner? Phil, you don't believe I have this shit, do you?
Should I? Lachlan! Brad, calm down or I can't help you.
Well, I'm so sorry. I just spent the last day getting my ass kicked by Big John.
Brad, no names. Look, I've got a couple of ideas. Let me do my magic. I'll get back to you in a week or two.
Or two? Two. Phil. Shit.
Finally, the break we needed.
get the files on every single gangster in the Western Hemisphere named Big John. Everyone!
Jacob. Jacob?
Yes. Just call me Jake, Henner.
Jake, could you spare a minute?
Does it involve any heavy lifting?
No.
Good. What do you want?
Well, you know, here in our Ordnung, men don't speak much about certain things.
Actually, they don't speak much, period.
So I was hoping, because your Ordnung is so liberal that I could ask you about, for example...
Henner, come on, take a break. Yeah. What do you want to ask me?
Women?
Vermin?
Women!
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 Okay. What do you want to know?
Marriage.
You and Rebecca?
Yeah. See, I think about it constantly. I'm practicing, I'm preparing what I'm going to say. And then, you know, I see her, and the words, they leave my head, and I... something's wrong with me.
Nothing's wrong with you. Women do that to men. It's called being in love.
But in our Ordnung, men, you cannot marry without at least 2 years of courting.
Ah, and you want to jump the gun. Take the plunge. By the cow. Idioms aren't your thing, are they? You want to get married right away.
Yes! But, how long did you court before you were married?
6 weeks.
You were married after 6 weeks?
Oh, seems like 2 years. And we really, really loved each other.
So Emma was all you could think about. You wanted nothing more than to be in her company every moment, all of the day and the night.
Incredibly, yes.
All that is needed is love. I knew this. I knew this in my heart, but I was afraid to defy the elders.
Don't defy on account of me.
Thank you, Jacob. Thank you for your strength and your wisdom. Oh.
Great. Save this for the honeymoon, okay? Thank you.
What do you mean we have to stay here?
Keep your voice down, Emma.
I will not keep my voice down and stop calling me Emma. Did you get my cigarettes?
No one's going to find us here. It's not that bad. We get free food, free lodging.
Free food, my ass! I've never worked so hard in my life for a meal.
Please keep your voice down.
I won't keep my voice down. I don't understand what's going on here. 2 days ago, you and I were getting a divorce, and finally I was going to be rid of you. I don't have to stay here another day. Do you hear me? Jacob!
Fine. Emma! Do what you want. Leave. Pack your bags and leave!
Fine.
Oh! Oh!
Right.
Marital discord. It's such a shame. Must be why they came early, hoping a change would make a difference. Hey. Grandmother's 200-year-old porcelain pitcher.
God has sent them to us, Lavinia. I'm not sure how we can help them, but we must try. Jacob?
Evening, Samuel.
We need to speak.
Okay, about what?
You don't think we know what's going on?
I didn't mean to put your family in the middle of this. Truth is, we were desperate. Up you know what creek without a paddle.
Chit Creek?
That's the one. I don't know what to say. Look, I'm sorry. I know what I did was wrong. We were just so scared. Everything just started to snowball. We needed a place to hide.
You mustn't hide from your problems, Jacob. You must confront them. If you turn your back, they'll only get bigger. You
You must show no fear and stand in their way.
That's not easy when you're facing prison, Samuel.
Well, marriage is hardly a prison sentence, Jacob.
Marriage? My marriage. Prison was too strong a word. I mean, sometimes it makes me feel claustrophobic, huh?
Well, all husbands and wives have periods of disagreement and heartache.
But the harsh words, the evil looks. You don't want to live like that the rest of your days, do you?
Well, Lavinia, do we have to do this?
The vow of marriage, the love. These aren't just words, cousin.
It's the commitment we live by and hold second only to God.
So that would make God first, right?
Remember, you wrote about your picnics by the lake, mating in the balm with wild abandon.
I'm afraid our barn mating days are long gone.
It's been a long time since she opened her barn for me, Samuel.
But every day can be a new beginning.
That's the beauty of marriage.
Look inside your heart, Jacob, and put hers above your own.
Once you've settled in, you won't have time to be sad. Now, let's go scrub the kitchen floor.
Oh, could we?
Samuel, thanks for the talk. I feel a lot better now that it's all out in the open. You got a heck of a grip on you, Samuel.
Big John the chameleon, dead. Big John the cockroach, turned state's evidence. Big Johnny Cool Cat, serving 9 life sentences.
Not so cool anymore. Stick with it, son. Our reputations are at stake, and I will not be made a fool of.
Too late.
How's that?
Said I'll be working late.
Good man.
Trying to enjoy the ride. Look at this carriage, 100 years old. Looks brand new, doesn't it? You just don't see quality like this anymore.
Odd.
What?
You've crossed over. You're one of them now. Every day's just a constant reminder that I don't know how to do anything.
You're just feeling sorry for yourself, Caroline.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not. These women know how to do everything. Hell, I can't even cook or sew. I'm domestically challenged.
That's funny.
No, it's not. It's not funny at all. I feel so useless here.
We can do this. You still know how to work a party, don't you?
Yes. All right, fine, let's go.
All right. Come on. Here we go.
Dressed alike, and you're still having a good time.
Well, you didn't all wear the same thing back home?
Liberal Ordnung.
Liberal Ordnung.
Back in Missouri, you probably wear many colors, perhaps even different styles. Your Ordnung and so many others have become much less rigid in that area.
But here, we're still very limited.
Our leadership council has taken the color issue under consideration numerous times.
They always vote no. To say these are colors, the only colors.
Well, I'm sorry, but I think it's ridiculous. I mean, it's not that black isn't the timeless classic. It's just that what's wrong with wearing pastels and soft earth tones? We can wear color and still maintain group conformity.
Emma, this is the first moment since you arrived that your
The subject seems to bring up a fire in you.
I have to admit, clothes are my passion. After the Lord, of course.
Well, we all share your feeling. Color is present in everything else God touches, so why not what we wear?
The council meets next week.
Perhaps you could help the elders to change their minds.
No, me next week? Well, do you think I could make a good impression on them?
Oh, yeah.
Oh! Well, that was fun. We'll have to do that again soon.
Don't tell you what's funny.
Emma? Emma?
Mm.
I made this for you.
Oh, no, thank you. No. Chocolate and I just aren't... I have an addiction. Oh, all right. Mmm. Oh, Lord.
Emma, are you praying?
Mm-hmm. I'm praying that I can stop eating this. Thank you.
Hello?
What? Hmm.
I think she likes you.
Mm.
Mm. And I think you like her.
No, no. She's just enamored with me. She's never met a chain-smoking chocoholic before.
Wait a minute. Something's gonna happen. Something wonderful.
I would like to marry your daughter.
Oh. Oh.
Friends! Friends! I have an announcement. I would like to make known that as of today, my daughter Rebecca is engaged to wed Mr. Henner Lapp. God bless them both. That is all.
Well, I hope they'll be really happy.
Why did we get married?
I don't know. I guess we thought it was a smart thing to do at the time.
You were working at Saks.
Mm-hmm. You came in there and you were going to buy these really stupid-looking socks, and I sold you a suit instead.
I still have that suit. But you're right about those socks. So I went to Saks looking for socks, and I got a suit and some sex.
You were really handsome.
I was really handsome? But did you ever really love me?
You mean like that? Did you ever love me like that?
It's a long time ago.
Yeah. Well, we were different people then.
Yeah. These people sure know how to cut a rug.
Yeah, cut a rug. Weave a rug, beat a rug.
What if Jacob thought he should want to dance with Emma?
You mean for appearance sake?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, sure.
Okay, good.
Sure, okay.
Hey, well, just start running, I'll chase you.
Thank you.
guys taking the day off?
No, we're going to make a transaction with the English.
Samuel is going to help me buy the 20 acres across from him.
A real estate transaction. Did you get a geological on it? Check the water and mineral content. You might want to look at the grade of that. Yeah. Any liens on the property?
You would maybe like to come with us?
Oh. Yeah, I got a lot of shit to do around here. Yeah, I would like to go, though.
Bill, you don't believe I'm having this shit, do you?
I've heard this before. You're wasting my time.
No, just listen.
Oder wohin kommt sie?
It's German.
Aus einer Ordnung in Missouri.
Ordnung?
Oh,
yes, it refers to the closed communities of the Mennonites or the Amish.
Amish, of course. They don't pay taxes. The joint's probably lousy with cheaters. Let's go. I'll drive.
Color! What is next? Leave behind the horse and buggy? Where will it end?
Well, with all due respect, I hardly think that our wearing colorful dresses is going to lead to tattoos or monster truck rallies.
In the Bible, it is written, women shall adorn themselves with modesty and sobriety, without braided hair or costly array.
But this isn't about vanity or violating our beliefs. This is simply... May I approach the bench? Our quilts, our blankets are vibrant and joyful. And yet we are forced to wear these little black drab numbers. Aren't there mornings when you yourselves wake up and you think, oh, I'm just so in the mood to wear pink?
If you would excuse us for just a moment, please.
Oh, yes, sir. Go ahead. Discuss.
Thank you.
Could you perhaps gather for us some samples of which you speak?
Yes, sirs.
The council will meet again in 1 week, at which time we will make our decision.
Wunderbar! Oh, 1 week? Ladies, we have shopping to do. Thank you, gentlemen. Ciao.
This price seems a bit high.
Well, it's not as if we wouldn't love to make you a better deal. We're sitting on, what is it, Dave? 8 other offers?
Try 10, Jerry. How about their city folk? Of course, you know, Samuel, we'd always rather do business with you Amish.
Now, this is a hell of a property at a rock-bottom price.
But it is much, much more than we have in mind.
No, we're not making a dime on this one. It's way below market.
Well, what do you think, Jacob?
I think, if it's okay with you two, I'd like to talk to these two fine gentlemen privately. Please? Be right out.
You tell me, Mr. Yoder, is this property perfect for that boy or what?
Let me just say, sir, that I think it's extraordinary the way you people help each other out. You're quiet and reserved. You never cause any problems. It's why we love doing business with you, Amish.
So, hey, what can we do to wrap this thing up?
For starters, we could take your offer, wrap it up in a tight little wad, and shove it up your ass.
I thought I was a good negotiator. To bring the English down that much. Very impressive, Jake.
It was nothing. It was nothing. I'm just glad I could help.
And to think I am now responsible for a piece of God's earth. Wait till I tell Rebecca. Oh, this is one of the happiest days of my life. Thank you, Brother Jacob.
Brothers, I'll be right back.
Thank you, Father Samuel.
Yes, a click call from Jacob Brad Sexton, please. Thank you.
Phil Kleiman's office.
Oh, hi, Evelyn.
Is that you, Mr. Sexton?
Yes, it's me. Put Phil on the phone, will you, please?
I'm sorry, Mr. Sexton. He's out of town.
What do you mean he's out of town? Where did he go?
I'm not allowed to say.
Why? Because somebody's listening?
I'm not allowed to say.
Well, what are you allowed to say, Evelyn?
That's pretty much it. Why don't you try back in a week?
Will you tell... Evelyn? Damn!
Broke it, my farm.
What do you
I'd like to see you in the pale green. And you. Oh, this robin's egg blue. Oh, look at that.
Look how beautiful that is.
Oh, Jacob, Emma is quite a skilled shuffler.
Well, she's had a lot of practice. Could I talk to you for just a second?
Sure. You're not going to believe the selections here. I'm going to use autumn tones. The harvest is my muse, my inspiration. And the prices are half the price they are in New York
Caroline,
City.
We're in trouble. Phil's gone. He won't be back for a week.
What is he doing taking the week off?
Well, how do I know?
That's good. Wait, I need a week. I need a week to get my designs in order.
Your designs?
Yes,
Ellie. Hello? Caroline? Oh, no. You've crossed over. You become one of us.
Brad, be serious. These women really need my help. And this is what I always wanted to do. I know I can do this. I can... just give it...
Whoa. We don't like getting our picture taken, please.
I got you. I understand. Look, what's this gonna take, huh? What do you need? $5? Little Amish Lincoln?
I think the two of you need to show a little more respect.
Oh.
What a dick.
Intercourse, huh?
All right. You start in front, I'll come in from behind. I'll meet you in the middle.
Sounds good to me.
This is unbelievable. Look at all these little guys. I made them. Well, you know, I planted them, and they're growing.
I, too, never grow tired of the miracle, Jacob.
Well, it's so honest. I mean, you plow it, you plant it, and it grows. It's like they say, you reap what you sow.
Aye, the process is so simple, isn't it? The way things grow, so quiet, so steady. It's easy for people to take things for granted. The English especially, they view us as backward, as hiding from reality. But this is the reality. This is the process of life. We sow humility, and we reap a great harvest. It is not we who are hiding.
It's those English. Always hiding.
Jacob?
Guys.
Careful, Sammy. Stand back.
Be back here. We talked about this, Big John. It's your chance. You're bigger than the stump. Think of the girls in the barn. Hey, Pip, come on, John. Come on.
Oh,
Come on, John.
Come on.
You can do it, Jacob.
As long as you don't tell anybody, you look as pretty as the sunrise. All right, everybody. All right, models, attention. Heads up. No modest downcast eyes on the runway. There we go. Now, think Versace, Armani, Valentino. Sears? Oh. Are we ready?
I can't. I thought I could, but I can't.
Oh,
I can't.
Heather,
I can't.
Get over it. You'll be fine.
But, you know, people are going to be staring at me.
That's the point, Heather. Well, so much for my men's collection.
Heather, can you hear me?
Good afternoon, everyone. Well, everywhere we look, we see color. And today we've come together in the spirit of simplicity and respect to honor the beautiful rainbow which God has provided. So sit back and enjoy as we celebrate the glory of nature in Rainbow Harvest 97. hit it. And along comes Mary wearing a beautiful starburst quilt across her bodice, offset by subtle hues of aubergine and brick. This ensemble comes complete with easy access pockets. Thank you, Mary. Notice the fabric as she walks away. It reminds me of corn swaying in the gentle summer breeze. How about y'all? Well, next we have Sarah. Talk about versatility. This quilted smock in royal blue and rust becomes an instant sporty classic, appropriate at a barn dance or on a milking stool. Now you tell me, what Amish girl could ask for more?
Excuse me, sir.
Don't lie to me.
I'm trying to locate these two people. Please, please take a look and see if you know them. Recognize them. Thank you very much.
Well, we're getting nowhere with these.
Yeah. I just got an idea, sir.
Interesting approach. Here's another. You see, my way, we double our chances in half the time. Don't be discouraged, son. It took years of government service before my mind started working this way.
Little Anna Yoder. She's the picture of youthful exuberance in her bright yellow sundress and azure underlay, making those baby blues just sparkle. Doesn't it just scream daffodils and sunflowers? Or not? Thank you.
What happened to him?
He couldn't take the pressure. Emma was so disappointed. He was to wear her
men's
colors.
And now we have Martha in a very conservative number. Now I ask you a question. Is she going to church or to a picnic? You tell me. Wherever she's going, she's going to have a great time. Thank you, Martha. I also have clothes for you men. Unfortunately, male models being, you know, what male models are, it's hard to come by. Here comes Jacob Yoder. Whether he's on his way to town to purchase grain or he's shearing his sheep, he always looks his best in his
blueberry work shirt and his blackberry suit. Almost good enough to eat. Thank you, Jake. Thank you, Jacob. Thank you. Thanks, honey. Jacob! Call it. And that concludes Rainbow Harvest 97.
Keep your fingers crossed.
You're a brave soul, Jacob.
Well, I'll say.
Very brave.
It was nothing.
Oh, you look very
I just want to tell you, no matter what the elders decide, the clothes you made, they are beautiful.
God has truly blessed you with many talents.
Oh, thank you, but it wasn't just me. I had my friends to help. My real friends.
Emma, I have a favor to ask. I was wondering, would you do me the honor of helping us with the wedding?
You want me to be the coordinator?
I guess so.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Great. Thank you.
After much debate, we have reached a decision. We like the colors.
Could I join you?
Sure. I know. Don't read anything into it.
I wanted to thank you for helping me today, Jacob.
It was fun. Emma? You want to sit down?
Okay.
I was really proud of you today.
Proud? That's got to be a first.
No. You really helped those people. You did something nice just to do something nice. And you didn't even hire a publicist.
Oh, yeah, there you go. I actually finished something. And hey, try and find an Amish publicist.
You did good.
Thank you.
And I know when you get out on your own, whatever you do, you'll do great.
On my own. There's a thought.
I'm sorry I held you back.
But you didn't hold me back. No, you didn't. I held myself back. Hey, but hasn't it been great not fighting with each other?
Yes. Too bad we didn't get the hang of this a couple years ago.
Yeah, that is too bad.
All those years, chasing our tails for what? Another car I didn't drive.
Another outfit I didn't wear.
The Holy Land. Is that not the worst idea you've ever heard?
Oh, Brad. Yes.
You know, we can't stay here forever. Look how bright the sky is.
It's so much clearer out here.
Yes, it is.
was a wonderful day today, Samuel.
God only makes good days.
Thanks to the miracle of your semi-modern technologies, we've got bupkis.
Look, just because intercourse didn't pay off doesn't mean your dirty, hairy technique is better than modern forensic science.
Is that so? Well, who's got more movies, Clint Eastwood or Jack Klugman? Answer that!
What?
The only way to solve cases is running down leads, grilling suspects, long, lonely nights. And sure, occasionally you come home and your wife's in bed with the bottled water guy. But so what? Boo-hoo! You blow your nose, you move on! Good old-fashioned police work is the only way.
Sir, look out!
That's a cow. That's a sign!
Sometimes you just get lucky.
Sir, I think I messed myself.
Walk it off, son.
Vows you have taken you take for a lifetime. These are promises which you make to each other. With respect, with kindness and fairness, and with honor to each other. With all lowliness, meekness, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to hold the unity of the spirit with a bond of peace. Neither time, nor temperament, nor force of nature shall diminish the solemnity of this holy union in the eyes of God. This commitment you make to each other is sanctified in his name. So will you, Rebecca, take Henna to be your husband, to love and to cherish, to honor and obey till death do you part?
I will.
And do you, Henna, take Rebecca to be your wife, to love and to cherish, to honor and obey till death do you part?
I will.
So today, before your friends, relatives, brothers and sisters, I offer you my blessings.
Tell them apart. They all look alike to me.
Okay, people. We're looking for the Yoders.
That worked well.
What is this about, please?
It's about Jacob and Emma Yoder. Please.
I am Jacob Yoder.
And I am Emma.
You are not. They are. Aren't you, Jacob? Tell them.
Thank you.
ask for a public defender.
Phil's office swore he'd be here.
Is she wearing?
Looks like something from Mizrahi's milkmaid line.
Hmm. I like the no button look.
Yeah, you would.
I wonder how Brad's gonna dig his way out of this one.
Looks like they're going for the Quaker defense.
All rise. Chair.
If we're lucky.
Well, well, well. Mr. Sexton and Mrs. Sexton.
It's good to see you again, Your Honor.
You're looking very well.
I should be shocked at the list of charges against you, but somehow it rings all too true. Is Malek Ali Farquhar here?
Yeah, that's me. How you doing, Your Honor? And I am definitely here.
Your Honor, I stole that man's taxi.
We stole that man's taxi.
And I know there's some questions about our tax matters.
Mr. Sexton, where is your attorney?
I don't know.
Well, then who is going to represent the defense?
There is no defense.
We just want to be held accountable for what we've done.
We want to make things right.
You're prepared to accept the consequences?
We are.
Your Honor. Mr. Lincoln. I'd like to apologize to the court. I just came from the airport. Permission to approach the bench, Your Honor. Arrange for the extradition.
In light of information which has just been presented to the court, we'll take a brief recess.
Look at the two of you.
Where have you been, Phil?
Zurich. And I am pleased to report that the long arm of the law has triumphed. Once again, you'll be billed accordingly. And as I was arranging to extradite his considerable ass, I did a little business with a consortium of German investment bankers who flipped, absolutely flipped, over the Holy Land deal.
You actually like it?
Enough to buy you out. Brad, I'm sick. I'm a sick man. I was jealous. I had debts. I had needs, very expensive needs. Cutlery, the Tuscan villa, the jet fuel, special shoes. I have webbed feet. I never told you. I didn't want to burden you. I know you must hate my guts right now.
No, Bob, I don't. Actually, I owe you.
Huh?
I owe you a debt of gratitude. Yeah. You saved our lives and you saved our marriage.
You mean you forgive me?
Well, I'd like to. I guess I still have a little ways to go.
Nice arm.
Case dismissed.
Bratty boy, it's time to take our relationship to the next level.
Oh, my new pills, you'll love them. They make everything you eat taste like shit.
I am talking about a partnership here. My brains, your financial ruin, we can't miss.
Screw it.
So Gabriel is May trying to kill herself by
climbing into the dishwasher.
Huh? What do you say?
But now she is suing for domestic abuse. happiness.
Find it back in the house.
Samuel, wait.
Linnea, please.
We know what we did was very wrong. We betrayed your trust. And we hurt you. I'd like to say I wish this never happened, but I would be lying. Coming here was the best thing that's ever happened to us. Where we live, real friends are very hard to find. Samuel, you told me to look inside my heart to find forgiveness. That's what we want you to do now.
For what it's worth, thank you. I know I wasn't very good at scrubbing floors, but I really love spending time with you.
You English think you're so smart.
What?
Do you really think we didn't know?
Yes. Then why didn't you say something?
Planting season. We needed the extra help. Besides, you looked like you needed help too. But mostly, planting season.
Of course. In the corn. Thank you.
So good.
No, thank you.
Samuel, I still can't believe I grew all of this.
Yeah, neither can I.
Before I go, I'd like to give you something. I know you can only use pocket watches, and I'd like you to have mine.
Well, that is very kind, but in our ordinance, we don't accept gifts.
Samuel, this is the only thing I have that's ever meant anything to me. It was my grandfather's.
Well, I suppose we could barter.
Well, it is a turn-of-the-century Swiss repeater. What do you got?
How about a Swiss for a Belgian?
Well, you throw in some corn, it's a deal.
Deal.
Don't open the back.
Leo, that was a great deal. 97 Jag for a 54 Ford.
You never saw it coming.
Yeah, never. It's been quite a day, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. I came to say sorry to Sam. Did a good deed. Ended up with some feed. And a steed.
And don't forget, a basket full of schnitz pies.
No, you're the schnitz pie.
No, baby, you're schnitz. why they call him Big John.
Would you let it go?
I think we finally found something you're good at.
Expensive needs. Fine wines, the rolls, special shoes. I have high arches. It's very hard to find the corrective shoe and a slip-on.
Emma, I'll wait for you.
Oh, good. Brad, look out!
Whoa, 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 whoa!
Look at this. It's deja vu.
That's the same cow, isn't it?
Yeah. In the same pond.
You know what? I bet I can get it for a good price.
And it'd be a terrific place to raise the baby.
Yep. What?